Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Quarter. Wake up to this altar daily to have a quiet time with God Almighty. First thing before you do any other thing, listen to Turning Point for inspiration, for motivation, for impartation, and knowledge acquisition and wisdom as well. Engage in whatever faith prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. They work wonders. Then read the short Bible study for the day from our daily devotional prayer booklet, also authored by me. Pray the prayers there and see how to read the entire Bible through in 1 year systematically. Combine the two, Turning Point Audio and Turning Point Booklet. If you engage in this spiritual exercise regularly and consistently, it will totally redefine your spiritual life. Turning Point Booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. If you subscribe, it shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Danny on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Thursday, the 24th day in October 2024. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today and be responding with amen. I receive it. This day is like a fresh mint of currency from the central bank. Every day is a new day from the Lord. May God visit you with new things and fresh miracles this day. He will lead your path and direct your steps. Your fears will not happen. What you think will go wrong will not. Who is this student? You just sat for an exam or you attended an interview and you feel you didn't perform well. You felt you performed poorly. So you've been blaming yourself and wondering if you will make it. God said, I should tell you, it will come through for you. Oh, you will be given an excellent result. You will pass in bright colors. You will get that job and you will win that contract. Say amen. For all of us, I command the reaper's angels to go out of the field and bring your harvest. You have labored much. You have given much. And you have been serving. Your harvest season is here. You will not build a house for someone else to live in or occupy. You will not labor for someone to enjoy the reward of your labor. Never. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor. Parents, someone else will not stand in for you on your son or your daughter's wedding day. You shall not be replaced by someone else on the day of your joy. They will not observe a mini silence for you on such occasions. Rather, it shall be congratulatory messages, money gifts, and gallants put on you for celebration. God said to King Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 12, God said to him, I have given you a wise and an understanding heart. How many of my listeners today desire more wisdom? You desire an understanding heart, new wisdom to handle life issues more wisely and with great understanding. If you desire such, lay your hand on your heart for this prayer. Receive a fresh baptism of divine wisdom. From now on, you will operate in an unimaginable level of wisdom. You shall be wise in the affairs of life. Now, if you are wise, you will have a supernatural understanding. You will be rich and wealthy. If you are wise, you will avoid getting into some kinds of problems. If you are wise, you will provide solutions to issues so easily. You will not die prematurely. And you will do profitable businesses, and favor will come before God and man. Now, put your right hand on your forehead gently for this prayer. Receive a godly wisdom. Receive anointing to know what to do, what to say, and how to do them. Receive it. I say receive it. Receive it in Jesus' name. Yes, answers to and solutions to issues shall come to you naturally from now on. You watch it, it will happen. I prophesy to all my listeners' lives, in your family, everyone will do well. Parents, among your children, none of them will be feeble. Oh, none of them will give you concern in your old age. From the firstborn to the last one, all will excel. You shall live long to see your children doing great and heroic things while you are alive. I use Isaiah 26 verse 1 from New Living Translations to pray for all my listeners today. He says, in this season, you will sing a new song. So I prophesy, this is your new song season. This is your new dance season. You know what? I just saw in my spirit now, I saw a door turned open by itself. That is for you. Receive grace for an open door. In fact, open doors. In that country where you are, in your industry, in your office, in the marketplace, and everywhere else you may be, doors are be opening for you on their own accord. Opening for your children, opening for your career, your business, your outfit, your platform, your network, and your ministry. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, it shall be as shown to me and as we have prayed it. Please anoint yourself this morning before going out. Even if you are not going out, still anoint yourself. You will return this day with new testimonies. October 24th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed, be lifted, and be prospered in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right? Listeners, we are still in the healing prayer weeks. I believe healings are taking place all over. Please send your testimonies to be able to keep your miracle. Let's start. Infectious diseases. Someone is suffering from some infection. You shall be healed now. A recurring pain. It goes and comes. It heals up and returns again. Touch the place. I prophesy from this holy altar. All infectious diseases feasting on anyone's life, dry up now. Clear up now. Everyone with an infection, you are healed. I speak against recurring ailments. Go and return no more to your victim. Now, whom chapter 1 verse 9 says, affliction shall not rise the second time. That's your portion. Be healed, and you are healed permanently. Then who is this with depression and dementia? Let me add frustration. Anyone suffering from frustration, depression, and dementia, your healing time has come. Then who is this? You notice you are shrinking. Yes, you suffer from weight loss. Even people are saying it. Why are you emaciating? Why are you shrinking and you are losing weight? You shall be healed now. That ugly trend is hereby reversed. Then who is this? You suffer fracture. Lay hand there. All cases highlighted. And even if I did not mention your case, your issue in particular, but you believe God and have faith for your healing, lay hand on that place now. I speak healing to the sick. Depression, dementia, frustration, shrinking, weight loss, and fracture. Be healed. All other ailments where hands are laid, be healed. I command the power of God, the healing power of God, to flow to where people are laying hand now. In Jesus' name, receive your healing in the mighty name of Jesus. All declared, I am healed. Say it again, I am healed. Yes, everyone, you are healed. Right? We will do more of this tomorrow. Please be broadcast it to all of your contacts. Let them pray that prayer, hear the prayers, and also be healed. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos. All TPGF members and listeners in Lagos, leave home on time. Arrive at Living Spring Chapel, Goshen Land Avenue, opposite Allen Avenue, right on the main road there. Two services will run there today as usual. 7 to 9 a.m. is the first service. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. is the second service. Come to the ones that is more convenient for you. Many people even do the two, and they are blessed double. Prayer focus today is mountain moves. All your mountains shall be challenged. Mountains of sicknesses and ill health, of poverty, of lack, of delay, of failure, of opposition, of contention, of losses, of untimely death. All mountains shall roll away by fire. Bring all your loved ones along and all your friends. Call them along today. Anointed mantle shall be given out for free for praying and doing miracles. Come for your own. Make a list of all mountain issues you want God to remove from your life and your family. Same two services shall run concurrently in Dominion City, Ibadan, Konobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. TPGF members in all these cities, please be there. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. Connect from your country and connect from your cities and from where you are. Have you subscribed to our YouTube as I have been announcing it? Please do so. I want all true TPGF members to do so. Let's grow our YouTube to at least 500,000. Do so, all lovers and committed members of this platform. Let us subscribe. Go to your YouTube page. Type the word Real Femi Emmanuel. The word Real is R-E-A-L. Real Femi Emmanuel. Type the Real Femi Emmanuel. Then tap on your subscribe button. Then turn on notification. That is it. I pray directly to the life and the face of those who are subscribed, since I see your face on the screen. Do so, and let me be able to pray and prophetically speak to your life through your photograph that I see, your picture on the screen. Do so now, and then ask all of your contact to do the same. Let me pray directly to their lives. GTB Bank network is still down, so all titers and CSOAs trying to remit their seed to us on GTB account is not going. Instead, please use the ZeniBank account, as I have said. If you don't have the ZeniBank detail, send a chat or please send me the ZeniBank account details to +234 809 789 4000. It shall be sent to you. For the time being, when GTP and Access Banks, when they are up, we will let you know. Our PayPal is working and active fine. So titers and CSOAs in dollars, in euros, in Canadian dollars, and all other currencies of the world, make use of the PayPal detail that is already with you. It's working and is active. It is our own PayPal of Living Spring Chapel Trust. Then in UK, members that are doing theirs in pound sterling, do directly to our Turning Point Global HSBC account. Send a chat for more details on HSBC account to 074-111-28401. All do so now. I pray specifically, intentionally, for all titers, CSOAs, to make this commission go on. This commission run on the seed and the tithe and the donations you are making. And we are touching the whole world. God will touch your life, lift you up, cover you with his grace and power. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.